Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello. This is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. You can also get a book at Barnes & Noble's or Amazon or the other book outlets. Tonight we're going to be talking about detoxification, the forgotten health system. That's right, detoxification. For more information, call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. This year, 750,000 people will die of heart disease. An additional 550,000 will die from cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. 23 million. In 1949, there were less than 500,000 diabetics in the United States. Last year, there were over 350 million visits to physicians. But there were 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. And that's because medicine is no longer the way it used to be. We put band-aids on everything. Alternative medical practitioners try to fix the problems. You see, if you are 15 and you have depression, 18 with diabetes, 20 with high blood pressure, you're going to be on drugs for the rest of your life. No physician is going to try to fix the problem. They're not going to try to find the cause of the problem and treat it so that you don't have to be on medicines. They're going to slap you on a medication, call a prescription, and you're going to be prescribed this medicine every day for the rest of your life. That's the sad truth. Well, today we're going to be talking about detoxification. It's one of my favorite topics and one of the things that's totally neglected by the medical practice. You know, detoxification is basically removing junk from the body. Anything that does not belong in the body becomes toxic to the body and needs to be removed. You cannot be healthy if you don't detox. Absolutely cannot. All right. You cannot have great skin if you don't detox. Your brain will never be sharp if you don't detox. You'll never be light on your feet and energetic if you don't detox. As a matter of fact, you are detoxing all the time. All the time. When you shower, you are detoxing your skin. Who determines how often you shower? You do. But how do you feel after you shower? You feel revived, refreshed, light on your feet. You feel great. Some people shower once a day. Some people shower twice a day. Some people shower once a week. But rest assured, whenever you shower, you feel great after. When you brush your teeth, you are detoxing your mouth. How do you feel after you brush your teeth? Great. When you have a bowel movement, you are detoxing your colon and your intestines. How do you feel after you have a good bowel movement? You feel better. You feel relaxed. Your stomach feels better. When you urinate, you're detoxing your bladder and your kidneys. How do you feel after you urinate? Relieved, right? When you breathe out, you are detoxing your lungs. You breathe out carbon dioxide. That's what you do. You see, in your body is always creating debris. Always. Well, what does that mean? Well, in your body, you have millions, that's right, millions of chemical reaction every single minute. Million. And every chemical reaction creates toxins. That's correct. If you were in the forest and you had a campfire, you burned some logs. The logs will give us some smoke. That would be toxins. If you inhale the smoke, the toxin from the smoke will cause a problem. In your body, you are having those kind of reactions going on all the time. And when they happen, they release toxins to your body that your body has to remove. You know, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body. Over 100 trillion cells in your body. And every day, about 5 trillion cells die. Imagine if you did not pick those dead cells up and remove them from your body. Would they erupt in your body? Yes, they would, wouldn't they? That's correct. Detoxification is removing the dead cells from your body. Detoxification is removing toxic chemicals from your body. Detoxification is removing any toxins in the body. Anything in your body that does not belong there, the body removes. And that's what detoxification is. Unfortunately, there's so many chemicals around us, on us, in us, that it's impossible to detox because the liver, which is your main organ of detoxification in your body, is being overwhelmed. And because the liver is being overwhelmed, we need to help the liver detox. All right? Now, how do you get chemicals in your body? Well, every lotion, every hairspray, every deodorant, every lipstick, every makeup cream, every soap, everything you put on your body has toxic metals in it. Everything. Your amalgam in your mouth, your teeth, they all have toxins in it. And when you brush your teeth, you're flaking out toxic metals into your body. When you chew, you're flaking out toxic metals into your body. When you floss, you chuffing off toxic metals into your body. So you always have toxins in your body, and your body has to try to detoxify it. I want you to think about this. You know, your body is like the city of San Antonio. In San Antonio, you have firefighters, you have ambulance drivers, you have educators, you have construction workers, you have all these different people doing different things. In your body, you have exactly the same things. In your body, you have troops. You have police officers. That's your immune system. You have garbage trucks. That's your white cells getting rid of junk. You have troops defending your body. You have red cells carrying oxygen. You have all the different disciplines in your body. And so what your body has to do is when these things do their thing and create some mess, your body has to clean the mess up. That's correct. That's how it works. So detoxification is incredible in the sense that if you didn't detox your body would start dying. That is correct. Now, every cell in your body needs energy to do their function. Without energy, the cells cannot do their function. I liken the energy to your body because your energy comes from two organs in your body. Your emergency energy comes from your adrenal glands in the form of cortisol, and your everyday energy comes from your thyroid gland. All right, that's your energy. Now, your adrenal glands, when the car is about to hit your child and you find that superhuman strength to push the car away, that's because of your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands secrete cortisol, which then gives you that quick energy to do the things you need to do. If you saw a snake in the room with you, in less than a second, you'd be out the room. That's your adrenal protecting you, giving you that emergency energy to get away from it. The thyroid, on the other hand, gives you energy to do your normal everyday thing, to walk, to get up, to run a little bit, to do all the little things that you do on a regular basis. That's your thyroid organ. So your thyroid provides energy to all your cells in your body. Now, when your thyroid is functioning optimally, your cells have all the energy they need. When you have hypothyroidism, your cells don't have the energy to do the job. So in other words, when you're hypothyroid, your cells are like 70-year-old housekeepers. When your thyroid is optimal, your cells are like 25-year-old housekeepers doing the upkeep in your body. All right? So that's what detox is all about. It's about your cells having the energy to fix the things that are wrong and get rid of the things which aren't supposed to be there. Now, at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, we do detox all the time. And we detox almost every patient. And that's because you cannot be healthy without detox. Do you know that a lot of you are overweight and you're trying to lose weight? You will never lose weight properly if you don't detox first. See, detox is not a weight loss program, but the more toxic you are, the more weight you lose when you detox. In general, men lose 12 to 14 pounds in our 18-day detox program through Isogenics that we use, or our 7-day detox program through Automolecular that we use. All right? The females in general lose about 8 to 10 pounds when they detox for that 18 days. And that's because when your body is toxic, it stores the toxins in your fat cells. So your fat cells get bigger and juicier, and so you have more fat. Also, when you're toxic, your body tries to dilute the toxins by increasing the fluid in your body. So you retain fluid and you increase your fat cells when your body is toxic. So when you detox, you actually end up losing some of the fat cells and you end up losing a lot of the fluids that's in there. So you lose fat and you lose water when you detox. Now, we also have detox where we use where we do chelation, where we detox heavy metals. And chelation is done intravenously. For those people who have plaques, chelation is something that can help with reduce the plaques in your body. But detox, we administer it via IV nutrition, and that can help remove some of the toxic metals in your body. Believe it or not, most of you all have toxic metals in your bodies that you attained when you were babies, because some of these toxic metals, like the silver, the copper, the lead, those toxic metals, they have half-lives of 30 to 50 years. So half-life means that after 50 years, half the toxins are still in your body. So if you got 1 pound of lead in your body when you were a baby, 50 years later, you'll have half a pound of lead still in your body. That's what a half-life means. And usually when you have a toxic metal in your body, it takes 5 half-lives to get rid of it. So basically you need 250 years to get rid of a toxic metal that you got in your system when you were a baby. Okay? So we use IV nutrition for chelation. We also use IV nutrition to administer medication to help your body detox. All right? We do it all the time. All right? Glutathione, which is one of the main detoxifier of your liver, we give that via IV nutrition to help detoxify your liver. And then we use some phosphatidylcholine, which is a substance that helps your brain function better. And we give that to you via the vein. So detoxification is very, very important for your body. You need to detox every day. You need to help your body detox. Only you know how often you need to detox. I detox anytime I go away on a trip and I eat a lot of junk food. When I come back on a Monday, I start a 2-day detox. If I start feeling tired and I have no energy and I feel run down, guess what I do? I detox and I get my energy back and I get a pep in my slide and I lose a little weight and I feel great. That's what detox does for you. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to The Truth Shall Set You Free, Grow Younger Show on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, all the other book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. The call-in for, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Tonight we are discussing detoxification, how important that is to your body. Now, there are lots of different detoxifications that you can do. Alright, there's enemas that you can do, there's veggie detox, there is tea detox, there's all kinds of detox. But here's the deal. Any detox is better than no detox. Alright? Any detox is better than no detox. A good detox is better than bad detox. A 2-week detox is usually better than a 1-week detox. But not all detox have to taste bad. They don't have to taste bad. The detox that I do with Tina's 18-day challenge with Isogenics, that's a very good detox. It's 18 days, and basically you drink 2 shakes a day. And it's a very, very good detox. It works really well, and I love it, and my patients love it. They lose some weight, and so that really works really well. But detox is very, very important to your health. All right. If you sat in a car and closed the garage door and turned the engine on, you would die of the fumes. But guess what? That's the same fumes that we release every time you breathe out. You see, you're taking oxygen. The oxygen in your body goes through a chemical reaction to give your muscles energy and your cells energy. And through that chemical reaction, carbon dioxide is created and your body gets rid of it via your breathing. Just like a car burns fuel, gives off exhaust. Exhaust will be the toxins that the car gives off. Well, when you breathe out, the carbon dioxide that you breathe out is the exhaust that your body gives off from that. So as you can see, your body needs detoxing. You need to help it as much as possible. And if you do that, you'll find that you will lose weight, you're going to lose fat, you're going to lose body water, and you're going to be much healthier and better. All right? Now, I do want to touch on another subject, cholesterol. I know that there's a lot of information there about cholesterol, but I want you to understand a couple of things. Number one, there are no studies that show that cholesterol causes heart disease. None. Number two, more people die of heart disease with normal cholesterol than how many die of heart disease with elevated cholesterol. Number three, cholesterol is required by your body to fix things. Number four, cholesterol makes all your sex hormones. So in other words, cholesterol makes progesterone, estrogen, and for women, it makes testosterone, DHEA for men. It also makes for the adrenal glands, it makes the cortisol, which is your stress hormone. So cholesterol makes all those things. Now, for those of you who are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, let me ask you a question. Would you take cholesterol-lowering drugs, statins, if your doctor told you that, yes, it will help your heart, but you won't have a sex drive after? Would you take it if you knew that not only won't you have a sex drive, that you can get a lot of muscle and joint pains from it? Well, cholesterol does other things for your body. You know, vitamin D is required from your body, for your body to help, number one, protect you from cancer, to strengthen your bones, strengthen your muscle, and help give you energy. To get vitamin D, the body needs to convert the sunlight into vitamin D. Do you know what the body uses to do that? Cholesterol is required by the body to convert the sunlight into vitamin D. Now, you've all heard about reflexes, right? You put your hand on a hot stove. Well, the moment you do that, a neurotransmitter from your hand goes up to your brain and tells your brain the stove is hot. The brain sends another neurotransmitter back to your hand to tell you to move your hand. Well, when your cholesterol is too low, that signal is slowed and you burn your hand. That's because cholesterol makes the fluid that surrounds the nerves and makes the nerve impulse lightning fast. When your cholesterol level is low, the nerves are no longer surrounded by fluid and the nerve impulse is slowed. So you lose those reflexes that you have. Low cholesterol causes brain fog. It causes increased risk of dying at a younger age. Now, so why do we take cholesterol? We take cholesterol because our doctors tell us to take it. Tell us because they tell us it will help protect you from heart disease. Well, the truth is cholesterol is required by you from your body to fix things. See, if you get a cut, the body goes to seal the cut and it uses cholesterol to seal the damage. You see, every cell in your body needs cholesterol to make the walls of the cholesterol. No cholesterol, no cell wall. It's like having a house without a roof. Well, the cholesterol will make the roof of the house. Well, cholesterol is required to make the walls of the cell. Now, every day, your body makes 5 trillion new cells. This is what happens. Your brain sends a signal. It says, hello, Home Depot, HEB. I'm going to make 5 trillion cells today. Can you send me a shipment of cholesterol? HEB, Home Depot, is your liver. Your liver makes 80% of all the cholesterol in your body. Only 20% comes from your diet. The liver says sure and makes the cholesterol and sends it off to where it's going. When it leaves the liver, it's called bad cholesterol. When it, the body then uses up the cholesterol, and then when it's done, it sends what's left over back to the liver. That's called a good cholesterol when it leaves the body and goes back to the liver. That's the system. Now, the way it works is because every cell needs cholesterol. When you have damage to an artery or you have damage to a heart muscle, the body needs to seal the damage, and by doing that, it puts down cells loaded with cholesterol in it. So yes, every plaque in your body does have cholesterol, but cholesterol did not cause the damage. It was part of the reparative process. It's like saying every time there's an automobile accident, there's an ambulance. Therefore, the ambulance caused the accident. No. Yes, there is cholesterol in every plaque, but cholesterol did not cause the damage. So you look up the, if you're not sure, just Google the benefits of cholesterol. You're going to get all your answers you need to. All right? This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. The email to reach me at is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, also at growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Thank you all very much. Have a great night.